Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Localize the conversation with our guy Mitch Tischler of Monumental Sports. Mitch, why don't we begin with Sunday night's game? You and I enjoyed that one together from just a few feet away. Can you take solace in that? Like, are we at a point where you can go, hey, moral victory Tuesday here. They looked a lot better after six losses, and then that one making it a seventh. I can deal with this.
No. I mean, there are no moral victories. I think what I take away from it is we saw a team go out there and fight hard. Very, very infrequently this season, we've seen the team come out and play well on, you know, pretty much in every phase of the game and also have some fight and some grit to it. I like that that happened. Maybe part of that is getting some guys back healthy, you know, getting Terry back on the field makes that offense totally different unit than it was without him. But at the end of the day, I mean, they've lost seven straight. They've looked terrible. I think these next two games are going to be pretty big as far as how we look at the rest of the season or as we look back on the season, because these are two winnable games, Vikings and Giants, coming up, and you hope they're able to continue playing hard and playing with that same kind of will that we saw on Sunday night.
Does Jaden Daniels play this weekend?
I sure hope so. I think it's a great game for him to come back for. You know, then you have one kind of warm-up game before you get to the gauntlet of the final four games against the NFC East, which I think are also equally as important for him to play in, both, you know, because he's a guy who needs to see the field and get a little experience. Also, playing those four NFC East games in a row, those are teams that he's going to see, you know, for what you hope is the next 10 years of his career. So you want as much time on the field against those guys and as possible. So I want to see him this week, but ultimately – I think, you know, most important is going to be those final four.
But do you think he gets cleared? Like, I'm with you 100% on him needing to play more football this year. But for this Sunday, he hadn't been cleared yet. Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't know, but I certainly think so. I mean, when you listen to Dan Quinn talk about it, you know, because it's his left arm, you know, not his throwing arm, it's more about, you know, getting contact and hitting the ground and all those different things. And quite frankly, you know, you see it with knee injuries all the time. I think he'll be out there with that giant bulky brace on his left arm. You know, as long as he's able to kind of freely move it, I don't see why they wouldn't clear him. But ultimately, you know, you got to trust the doctors and you got to trust those guys that are in charge, and it's going to be up to them. But I think he'll be cleared. I think he'll play Sunday against the Vikings, and I think you'll see kind of that big bulky elbow brace on him, similarly to what we see with Sam Cosby in his knee or other guys.
Why were they so much better able to run in the natural running game, handing it off to running backs against a really good defense in Denver than they'd been in some time?
I mean, I don't want to oversell who Terry McLaurin is, but I think having a bigger threat on the outside makes a huge, huge difference. And, you know, Terry played a complement of plays. He wasn't out there every offensive series or every offensive play. But the more explosive players you have on the outside, the less defenses are able to stack the box, the more you're going to be able to run the ball. I also think getting the ball into Chris Rodriguez's hands has been a big difference maker. I mean, we've seen it the past couple weeks, and we saw it kind of build, you know, I'd say over the last 5 weeks or so with him. But he's a much better between the tackles runner than Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt is. And I think that, you know, if you're able to kind of, you know, use some of that power and get some of those dirty yards between the tackles, it opens up everything else on offense.
Mitch, thank you. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys.
Monumental Sports is Mitch Tischler as part of our Beltway Blitz. Guess who's calling the Commanders game against the Vikings? Something we won't in real time have to worry about because we will be at the game on Sunday in Minneapolis. Adam Amin and Drew Brees, the new broadcast team, because Brees took over for Mark Sanchez. So Drew Brees will be on the call of Commanders football for the first time. I'm excited for that.
That is nice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.